Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, and it's Easter Monday. We should have taken the day off.
Right. Too late.
Yeah, it is too late.
That's all right.
We just watched a trailer for this new documentary called American Dream, and we have the subject of the documentary. We'll let him explain. Adam Shepard on the line with us. Adam, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You are a very brave man, Adam. From what we just saw, if what we just saw is representative of this whole documentary, you're a very brave man.
Listen, Bill, you call it brave. My lovely wife Ivana calls it crazy.
No. I would agree with her, Adam.
All right, in a nutshell, we said that you're a subject because why don't you explain the concept of this documentary, American Dream? Because to me, I would roll up into a ball and just feel sorry for myself.
And just call home. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The premise was that I would be blindfolded and driven to a random city up to 16 hours away, and then let out at that city blindfold off with just $25 and the clothes on my back to see what I could accomplish, what kind of net worth I could accrue in 30 days. The name of the documentary is American Dream, and I think that kind of encompasses, you know, what most people would describe as the start of the American Dream. It's starting over from scratch, and so it sounds a little bit like a drinking story, drinking game gone wrong, but it was all very organic the way it emerged.
Adam, did you come up with those rules, those specifics, or did somebody else determine those?
No, it was me. I read a book called Nickel and Dimed, where Barbara Ehrenreich, very popular book, Barbara Ehrenreich had basically written, in my opinion, on the death of the American Dream. And so I read that book, and I wanted to, you know, just basically, Bill, go out and have a discovery for myself. And so I just wanted to take it all the way down to the grassroots. What would be the best way that I could make this discovery? And this is what I came up with.
I can't even imagine. First of all, I don't like to cut the apron strings, so I wouldn't want to be blindfolded and taken up to 16 hours away. That's first and foremost. Second of all, $25 and the clothes on your back is not a lot to have. So you have to talk to people. You have to sell yourself without giving too much away. You're basically approaching people and saying, do you have any work you need me to do?
Yeah, and I'll tell you one striking encounter that we had along the way, and because you're exactly right, exactly what you're saying. I mean, you've got to rely on basically the kindness of strangers to give me work and to give me the opportunity to succeed. The first day, I took off the blindfold. I went to a convenience store. I bought an orange with my first 97 cents. I asked the clerk which city I was in, and he kind of confusedly told me, "You're in Knoxville, Tennessee." And so here I go on this journey, and I went across the street. And I approached this homeless guy, and I asked him, where's the library, you know, because I wanted to get on the internet, where's the library, where can I find day labor? I just was kind of trying to get the lay of the land. And throughout the course of this three-minute conversation, we get to the very end, and he could see that I was a little down and out on my luck, and he offered me, he said, listen, I've got $4 left, here you go. And of course I didn't take it. Now, what you have to understand is he had no idea he was on camera. I had these hidden eyeglass cams. My cameraman was out of the scene. He was 50 yards behind me. So this guy, very authentically, he had nothing to his name except $4, basically, and he offered that to me. So yeah, you're talking, Wendy, about just the kindness of strangers and people helping me along the way, and that's what this really emerged as, were people that were helping me out.
Adam, who determined that what you would do throughout this was look for work? Because a lot of people would think to themselves, well, I think what I'll just do is ask people if they've got a couple of dollars to spare or coins to spare. So why the decision to work your way through this?
Well, we'll see. I mean, the thing is, Bill, this was never about, oh, how much money can I get? What can I accrue? This was a personal challenge for me about, what can I earn? So I think I would have been letting myself down. Gosh, that's a great question. I haven't heard that question. But I think ultimately I would have been letting myself down. If people are just giving me things and I'm not earning it,
sure,
then to me that's not the American dream. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very much so.
It was just a personal experience.
I was telling Bill off the air, there's this guy in our neighborhood who kind of goes door to door and says, do you have any work that you need from me? I can clean your gutters. I can do lawn work. And a lot of people hire him, and he keeps coming back and getting more business because he wants to work and he wants to feel of value. He's not just asking for a handout. He wants to do the work for the money.
And don't you feel ultimately, Wendy, I mean, this is how I feel about people like that, that you want to help him.
Yes.
He's not coming and asking for sandwiches and free things. He's saying, look, I mean, I'll drink out of the hose and maybe toss me an apple once in a while, but I'd like to work for some nominal wage. And the thing is, guys like that, he's not going to be doing that forever. He's going to do it for a year, 2 years, whatever his plan is. And he knows he's got these goals, this journey that he's on to work his way out of that. And I think that's what's special about those kind of people. And the thing is, in this country, in your neighborhood, there's just that one guy. But in this country, there are millions of guys like that that are going after it. And I think that's what's special about what we've got going on in the United States.
We're talking to Adam Shepard. The new documentary is called American Dream. You can visit AmericanDreamDocumentary.com for all the information. Adam, the focus was on day labor, and that was intentional too, right? You didn't want a full-time job. You just wanted something day-to-day.
That's right. My gosh, you guys have this entire film figured out. All you've watched is a 2-minute trailer. Wow. No, that's exactly right. I you know, because ultimately, if I were going to do this for a year, 2 years, 5 years, I mean, I'm going to find a full-time employment. I'm going to find a job. For me, it was just the short-term goals. How much money can I get on a Monday? And then what can I do on Tuesday to kind of build on that and earn from one day to the next? So I think a full-time job was beyond the scope of this. And also it was way more interesting to meet Pete and Micah and Charlie and these guys that I worked for that have some pretty fascinating stories to tell themselves.
I don't want you to give anything away because I want people to see American Dream. But so you start with $25. You spend 97 cents on your first food item, an orange. When you make money, do you pay for money to sleep somewhere? How do you eat? Weren't you hungry?
Yeah. And it's funny. You would think I would have had this grand plan on how all this was going to play out. What happens is you ultimately, there you are, and you go hour to hour, day to day, and you just, these different, the logistics of all this emerges for you. And so for me, I got on Craigslist. I found a guy who rented a room for $100 a week. And so the first 3 days for me was donating plasma, shoveling, and hedging bushes so I could get my first purchase. My first purchase was an orange. My second purchase was a Justin Bieber backpack. Don't judge me. It was on sale. And then my next purchase was a cell phone. And once I had the cell phone, then I had a little cash extra. But anyway, I was mobile. So it was just about building one on top of the other. And eventually I was indoors, and eventually I was eating a little bit better. So the first 3 days were the hardest, but it got easier along the way.
You mentioned your wife a little while ago, Adam, which you said that she believes this to be crazy. I'm guessing she was supportive about parts of it, but a little leery about others, huh?
Yeah, well, and if you saw a picture of my wife, Bill, you would slap me with the back of your hand for leaving her for 30 days. But she felt like this was going to be a great journey for me, and I obviously felt the same way because my life had gotten pretty cushy. I mean, I don't have money, but everything was going well for me, and I kind of had forgotten what it was like to shovel. And so it was good for me to get out and do this, but I think for both of us, this is not an experience we would ever, and I'm not going to get gushy here on your show, but it's not an experience we would ever want to have again.
Yeah.
Because just, you know, a journey like this, I mean, you have your significant other, and that's your best friend, and you want to have this journey with them. So I think being away, it was great for me to have this challenge, but being away from her was not easy for either of us.
All right, and something that I'm curious about, what did you learn about people in general during your experience?
Yeah, I think ultimately, at the end of the day, this really validated that there are bad people and good people in the world. I mean, that's how it's always been. It's how it'll always be. And for me, I was able to seek out and find those good people. And so it really validated and just kind of bypassed the negative influences. And so it really just validated that there are those good people. And when we step outside of our little comfort zone, I mean, come on, Wendy, I meet this frickin' guy who's a homeless guy. And he offers me $4. I mean, I never would have had that experience necessarily in my quote unquote old life. So when we step outside of our comfort zone, that's when we can meet some really fantastic people that make a positive impact on our life.
That's a really beautiful moment.
I know this is just a guess, Adam, but do you think that Knoxville was representative? If you had been dropped off in another city, do you think it would have been a fairly even experience no matter where you went?
100%. 100%. To me, this is the United States, and I'm not saying United States versus the world, but I'm saying that in the United States, we have this, to me, which is a fantastic system. I don't think I would have necessarily had the same experience in Honduras, Nicaragua, parts of Africa, Asia. I've traveled quite a bit around the world, and there are wonderful people around the world. But just the sentiment, the feeling in this country, you know, it's to me, it's unparalleled. And I love to travel and get beyond our borders. But I always just love coming back here because it's a special place. So yeah, regardless of the city. Yeah, in the United States, I'm going to have a similar experience where I meet good people and bad people, and I can choose who to interact with.
Although I'm thinking if you landed in L.A., it would have been a completely different documentary.
It may have been.
Doesn't it seem like
maybe.
It?
Yeah. Wait, what was that? What did you say?
If you landed in L.A., I just feel like people wouldn't have been as kind and as helpful.
You know, I don't know. It's hard. I actually live out here now in L.A., and I really don't disagree with you, and I understand that in these bigger cities, New York, where you guys are, in Chicago and L.A., you know, people are grinding, they're hustling. In Knoxville, Tennessee, you know, people are just hanging out and just loving life. So maybe there is that, but honestly, like Bill was saying, I mean, I've encountered the same dynamic out here in L.A., that there are good people, and there are those that are just kind of head down and don't want to have anything to do with you. So would it have been busier? Would it have been a little bit more of a hustle? Yeah, sure. But at the same time, I'm going to find the right people to talk to, and I might have to bypass a couple of negative influences along the way.
It's a story of hope. I'll give you that. American Dream.
Yeah, it really is. And Adam, if people want to see American Dream, their best bet is to do what? How can they see it?
It's on Amazon and it's on iTunes. The trailer that you guys watched is at AmericanDreamDocumentary.com. So that's the best place to go check that out.
Very good. And you do you have a follow-up project already in the works? What are you doing next?
Oh, my gosh. Just the idea of proposing another project to my wife right now is a terrible idea. So
take a breather.
I'm going to take a little while and enjoy it. Yeah, take a breather and enjoy this one for the time being, but I'm sure there will be something in the future.
Good.
Keep us posted, will you?
I will indeed. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Adam. That's Adam Shepard. And again, the documentary is called American Dream. Visit AmericanDreamDocumentary.com. The information's there. We'll take a break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.